My special guest today is audiologist Tanya Hanekom. We'll be chatting with Tanya next.
My papa, he tell me to go to this restaurant, Al Pescatore, king of the fishermen, king of Mediterranean, Italian seafood, everything super special. It's on the beach.
For the best Italian seafood, pasta, pizza, steaks, and other specialties, visit the Bolito beachfront and enjoy a freshly prepared meal at Al Pescatore. It's a matter of taste.
Beautiful grappa there to keep me company, no?
Live from the heart of Bolito, 88.0 FM.
It is a very warm welcome to the wonderful world of 88 FM to my guest, Tanya Hanekom. Hello, Tanya.
Hi there. Thank you so much for having me.
No, pleasure. Good to talk to you. Now, Tanya, you're an audiologist affiliated to ICANN. Can you tell us a little bit about ICANN, first of all?
Perfect. So ICANN is a network of audiologists that are found around South Africa. Audiologists work in the field of hearing healthcare. So we're the people that you go to if you struggle with hearing, balance, tinnitus, and auditory processing, which we'll speak about in a minute, along with a few other conditions. So ICANN represents 186 audiologists countrywide. And these are audiologists who are, in fact, in private practice as independent audiologists. So they are owned by, you know, the audiologist who works in the practice. They represent a number of different brands. And as a network, we represent these audiologists countrywide. And so the benefit of seeing an independent audiologist is that you're seeing somebody who works in their own practice. They've got no affiliation to one brand of hearing aid over the other, and it really gives you the best option at a decision that's tailor-made to you, as opposed to any sort of figures that one might need to meet.
All right, now as an independent audiologist, you don't only assess hearing. So what are some of the other problems that are identified as part of the auditory system?
Perfect. So as I said, tinnitus, we can do a diagnostic workup, but the one that I'd really like to chat to you about today, Dave, is the auditory processing system.
Yes.
So if you imagine that you see an audiologist, the hearing test is really testing the system at an ear level, right? But auditory processing is not about only as well as your ears can hear, but it's also about how well does your brain understand the information that your ears are receiving. So if you think about it like this, your ears are the microphones and your brain is the computer that processes the sound. So even if there's nothing wrong with your hearing, even if the microphones work perfectly, the brain can still struggle to sort, organize, or make sense of the information.
All right, so is there a big difference between hearing loss, per se, and an auditory processing problem?
Yeah, great question. So I've had patients in my practice come in and they say, right, I'm ready for hearing aids. My family's been complaining for years. I definitely have a problem with my hearing. I struggle here, there, and everywhere. I can't hear in background noise. I can't follow instructions. I struggle to remember what people have said to me. And they're convinced that they have a hearing loss. And then we go ahead and do the hearing test. And by goodness, hearing is perfectly normal. Now, it would be a problem if I was to say to that patient, listen, everything looks great. Off you go. You're perfectly fine, because you've come in with an actual problem. And that's where the auditory processing assessment comes in. And it's not every audiologist who works in this area, but it is growing more and more in popularity, I would say, because it's a fascinating field. And it's a very specific field of its own, but it's only really recently, in recent years, become more mainstream amongst audiologists to be able to assess and treat an auditory processing problem.
What is the cause of that auditory processing problem? Is there a specific cause?
Well, let me take a step back in this conversation and say that somebody with a hearing loss can also have an auditory processing problem. So you can have hearing loss and auditory processing difficulties. And in that case, you would, of course, treat the hearing loss with hearing aids, but the auditory processing problem would remain. And often we see this in some of our patients who perhaps have got hearing aids that are fitted, but are still really struggling in background noise, struggling to remember, struggling to attend, struggling to follow conversation, even though they're wearing their well-fitted and prescribed hearing aids religiously.
Now, sorry.
So to go back to your question, what can cause it? So sometimes we see in a case where, if you think about an adult who has a hearing loss, many adults can sometimes wait far too long before they take action to treat their hearing loss. And so if you can imagine that the brain, the auditory processing system in the brain hasn't been stimulated for, you know, a decade or two, or hasn't been properly stimulated, that person can have almost like an auditory deprivation, that the sound, the brain doesn't know what to do with the sound even once it's reintroduced. That same person may, somebody might have a stroke or something that affects the brain, or it can really just present often in children, especially children who have a history of middle ear infections. And I'm of the opinion, when my own kids were younger and starting grade one, I thought, oh, well, come on, let me just check their auditory processing. I'm sure it's fine. And, each of them had some slight deficits in their auditory processing.
Wow.
And it's typical of those parents that sort of say, oh, my gosh, are you sure my child can hear? Because, he doesn't seem to listen.
So the problem does affect adults and children, right?
Adults and children,
okay.
Yeah.
What are the typical signs, Tanya, that one would look out for?
So some of the things a parent or a teacher might notice is the child where you give them an instruction, okay, everybody, get out your books, turn to page 4, and, colour the octopus. and little Johnny sitting in the corner saying, I'm sorry, what? I lost you at page 4,
Yeah.
Parents might notice that the child doesn't attend or respond when they're spoken to. And obviously, if the child is busy watching TV and mom is saying, dinner, come to dinner, and they don't respond, I wouldn't blame the auditory processing there.
Sure.
Difficulty following instructions is a big one. Asking for repetition, maybe misspelling or having difficulties with phonics, that sort of thing where they are really struggling to decode the information that they're receiving. And the other thing is that particularly kids these days, because there's so much on screens, their visual processing is well refined, but the days of sort of sitting around a campfire, or sitting around a family hearth and listening to a story, or our children don't really rely as heavily on auditory information as perhaps they used to. And the visual stimulation and visual processing is much stronger.
Okay.
And you know that feeling if you're listening to a friend telling you a long story, or you're listening to perhaps an audio book or a podcast, and you just find your attention wondering, and then the next thing you realize, oh gosh, I've missed the last 30 seconds of what they were saying.
Sure.
That's to do with your auditory attention, and it's like a muscle that one can strengthen. And we can also, as I say, we can assess auditory processing, and we can also treat auditory processing deficits in adults and children.
Okay, so how do we get hold of you, Tanya? If somebody's been listening and they think, I may have a problem here, what do we do?
Yeah, so I think the best bet is to go on to independentaudiologists.co.za.
Okay.
We have a fantastic tool there, which is a find an audiologist map tool. So if you just type in your area into the search bar and kind of choose a radius close to you,
super.
It brings up all of the audiologists who are part of our network and their contact details and their websites. And as I say, not every audiologist works in the field of auditory processing, but if you find someone that's close to you, I would give them a call and just find out if that's a service that
fantastic.
They offer or who they can recommend that you might see.
Tanya, thank you so much for talking to us today. I'm well educated now.
My absolute pleasure, and thank you for the opportunity.
No, we'll talk again soon, I'm sure. Thank you so much.